Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Angle we want to start with, Rob, is the tickets.
These outrageous.
Tickets for a college basketball game are going at Super Bowl prices.
Ridiculous.
The average ticket, like if you wanted to buy a ticket now, you probably can at this late moment because it starts in 2 hours. But they are selling tickets on average. The cheapest, not even average, the cheapest available ticket is $2,500. $2,500. The cheapest ticket for the Super Bowl was $2,600. $2,674. So that's within $200 of a Super Bowl ticket. And earlier in the week, reportedly by Vivid Seats, they reported that someone bought a ticket for $10,652, Rob Parker.
That's ridiculous. Chris, you know what? You could have made a mortgage payment on the mansion that you have. Yeah, right, with that $10,000.
A few mortgage payments, believe me. it's
who would
nuts.
Pay $10,000? Now, this Marty problem. It's just a regular season game. I get it. It's a rivalry, Chris. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to poo-poo the tradition, right? But really, $10,000? Really?
Let me ask you this, because I want to see how objective you really are. Everything you say has a baseball slant.
No, it doesn't.
So let me ask you this. Red Sox, Yankees, big time regular season game. And take off your reporter's cap because, act like you don't go all the time or whenever you want.
Okay.
Would you pay $10,000 to go to one game?
No way, no how. Not even close.
What if they only played twice a year?
Don't care. I wouldn't pay $10,000 to go to a ball game. I'm serious. Now, if you told me I was a lifelong fan, I'm just throwing this out, it's a hypothetical, please, that I'm a lifelong fan of the Detroit Lions and I'm 80 years old and they make it to the Super Bowl finally, right, Chris? After all these years. And I could get a seat to finally watch my team in the Super Bowl and I would pay $5,000. I would pay $5,000 to have a good seat to see my team in the Super Bowl before I die. I would.
Well, you hit extremes.
No, I mean that's what I'm saying.
First of all, you had to be 80.
But
the kids are in college. The grandkids are in college.
I'm spending the.
Your wife is dead.
Right.
You got nothing. Like, of course, at that point, as long as you got money,
I'm spending their inheritance.
Right. Right.
I don't care.
What if you're 35?
Not doing it.
What if you're 50?
Not doing it.
Even for your beloved Detroit Lions,
nope.
You wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I got to be honest. I'm with you. And I don't know if we're spoiled because, obviously, as reporters, we get to go to, for the most part, any type of game we want to.
Right.
But you
bought tickets
this, Rob,
before, though. You know what I mean? You've bought tickets for your family.
Yeah, I've bought tickets. I love going to games.
Me too.
But, look, the TV coverage is so great, that I can sit at home, watch this game on TV tonight, eat whatever I want. I'm going to get replays. I'm going to get good commentary. I'm sorry. Now, I would go if I don't have to pay too much money and I have a great seat because it's going to be fun. I mean, the atmosphere is going to be tremendous. There's nothing like a great college basketball game, a hyped college basketball game in a great arena.
And you know what, Chris?
The spirit of a college basketball game, pro games don't match it. It's just, I wouldn't pay $2,500 or $10,000.
No, but the point you make, as great as the TV picture is and as great as the seat is at home, I'm telling you, a really good game in the right atmosphere with the crowd, there's nothing like it. There's still something about going to games that I do like.
True.
Am I right?
True.
Even with
true.
The biggest TV and,
right.
and
if
surround
I can go
sound.
If there for a reasonable price,
right.
I'm there.
Absolutely.
No question about it. But these are, to me, these are unreasonable prices. Unless you're just filthy rich. And to be honest, hopefully the people paying these prices are filthy rich.
Right. They have money to burn, obviously.
Right.
But this is the thing that just kills me. All this money's being made via this game, right? It's going to be broadcast. Who has the game? ESPN?
ESPN.
ESPN has the game. And people are going to be watching, tuning in. Even former President Barack Obama will be there in attendance. I mean, it's a place to be seen. There'll be other people in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
All the money.
Probably some NBA players will
be
there.
Yeah, they're still off, right?
Yep.
So they'll probably be there. But and everybody will get paid. Concession people, the university with tickets, everybody, the coaches, of course. Everybody cashes in on a big day like this except one group of people.
The ones who are responsible.
Yes.
The ones who are responsible for this.
They don't get anything out of this.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible.
This is where I tell people all the time, you can claim that college basketball is amateur sports, Chris. This is where we part ways because I'm not buying
it. No, you and I don't part ways.
Not me and you, but I'm talking about the people who think that it's amateur and whatnot.
No.
You know what amateur is, Chris? That's when you play a game on campus, people show their student IDs to get in for free, right, to the game, students, and the game's not televised.
Right.
That's amateur sports.
I played amateur college
you
basketball.
You played, right.
Division III, 1,000 people in the seats. Maybe.
Right, and people use their ID, and if they didn't go to the
that
school, they paid $4.
Basketball.
Am I right?
Look, this game tonight, Rob, is as big as any regular season NBA game this season. Is that not right? Arguably, maybe bigger.
I mean, look, those
prices, you won't get those prices, I don't think, for any NBA game.
The only one I thought this year, maybe, just
LeBron's first game.
LeBron's first game in L.A.
Right.
We both went, but I think that might be the only rival, and it's L.A., it's stars. Somebody might have paid a pretty penny to sit and watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But you're absolutely right. Look, I mean, we cover college sports essentially like we cover the pros. I say essentially because sometimes, you know, you're not going to rip a college athlete quite as much as you might rip a pro athlete.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, we critique Baker Mayfield. We critique Kyler Murray. You know, we do cover them hard. We treat them like there's in every way they're treated like professional athletes, except they're not getting paid.
Yep.
And the coaches, Krzyzewski's going to be on
they
the
make
sideline.
Millions.
I like him. I'm fine with him. Not only millions to coach, but millions out of their Nike deal or whoever they're with.
He doesn't
Adidas.
Even wear Nikes.
No.
He doesn't even wear them. How does he have a sneaker deal? He doesn't even wear them during the game. Think about that.
Look. It we all grew up in the system, so we were used to it, you know, and we, for a long time.
We went along with it.
Right. But it is so evident now that it is just corrupt. And I mean, look, Zion Williamson, we mentioned the three guys from Duke, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, Zion Williamson. They're all leaving after this year. They all may already not be attending class.
And you know what? I don't blame them whatsoever for this reason. Why should I play for free when everybody else is making money? I played the 1 year because that's the rule in the NBA, which is going to go away soon and you won't even have to do it. But why? Why play for free when everybody else in the building's getting paid tonight, right? Everybody, except for me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And we're not going to the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball. We're going to the Alliance of American Football. That's right, the AAF. The league, Rob, that took America by storm in its first week and then reportedly just fell off the the cliff. And they couldn't go into their second week. They couldn't even pay their players their $75 annually that they all were being
$75,000, you mean?
Yes, right. I'm sorry, $75,000.
$75.
I don't know
they
if they would be
happy
to pay them that.
They'd
too,
be happy either. To take $75.
$75,000 a year is what these guys were making on average. And there were reports that came out that they weren't going to be able to pay him. And they got saved by an NHL owner, Carolina Hurricanes owner, Tom Dundon, who basically bought the league,
I guess, for
$250 million. Chris, now he's the chairman, and he saved him.
That makes total sense. I was wondering how he became the chairman overnight. But they couldn't make payroll. Can you imagine, like, seriously, and there's some big-time NFL people involved, right? Some of the games, you talked about it. They have games on CBS, yep. NFL Network. The Bill Polian is a part.
You got Bill Polian involved. Yes. You've got Kurt Warner and Maurice Jones-Drew, like, calling games. Like, I would. The thing that shocked me, if these guys weren't involved, if they weren't on these major networks, their games, and their ratings were supposed to be so good, but even take out the ratings. Just the people they had involved.
Yep.
If those guys weren't involved, I wouldn't have been surprised by this report. But the fact that they had so many legitimate people involved in this league, I mean, what? I don't get it, Rob.
But you know what?
Like, how could you not have prepared for that?
You can't,
like,
even make the first payroll, though.
Quickly.
Right? The first payroll. Not the 10th payroll.
Right. I don't get it. I'm sorry. Like, this baffles me.
Hey, wait a minute, Chris. Here is one of the here's one of the guys trying to cash his check last Friday. It just bounced all over the place because they don't have money. But, Chris, let me give you this real quick. And this is not an anti-football thing. I'm just giving you the facts on how hard it is to start a football league. Everybody thinks
any league.
But I'm giving you right. But it hasn't been that many other ones like basketball or baseball.
But you know,
football.
Like whenever, just quickly, because I know you want to make a point. Whenever there's a lockout or something, everybody's like, "We'll start another league."
Good luck.
It sounds nice.
It's very hard
to start a league that could compete with the NBA or Major League Baseball, or the NFL. It's virtually impossible.
USFL lasted 3 years. XFL lasted 2 years. And you remember the big ratings, Chris, for the XFL, right when it first came out?
And the USFL had like. They weren't getting guys that can't make the
NFL. They had stars. They
Herschel
had big
Walker,
stars. Yes.
Steve Young.
They had a lot of I went to a couple games when I was a kid, when I was in high school. The United Football League, which I don't even know what that is, Chris. That was from 2009 to 2012. Don't forget about NFL Europe and the World League of American Football, which was in Europe. And it was the same league. Lasted from 91 to 2007, and that was backed by the NFL. Do you know what that league was losing? And this is probably what people don't even realize. Now, that's with the backing of the NFL, which has a lot of stuff in place.
Right.
They lost $30 million a season.
Wow.
So even though you figured that you got the money from CBS and you got started, Chris, it's just if you're not getting the revenue and the ticket sales and all the other stuff, it's a big endeavor, and if you don't have deep pockets, it's going to be a trouble. That league is in trouble.
No, obviously. And look, I said it. The first week, I had a longing to see some more football. I didn't even think about watching it last weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Let's talk about your Steelers. I know you think they're in dire straits. They could be without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell next season. Could be. Remember yesterday I brought up, I'm not certain Antonio will be gone. Maybe the Steelers are bluffing, but today they came out and said, look, we're not giving him away.
Oh, please.
You
He's
better
gone.
Come
He'll never play in that
offer.
Uniform. Don't kid yourself.
All right,
Chris.
We'll see. We'll see.
You know what that All song, right. what is it, black and yellow for the Steelers, right? Black and yellow?
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
make it black and blue and yellow because that's where it's going. They're going to get beat up. And they're not making the playoffs, Chris Broussard.
Did they make the playoffs this year?
No, they did not make the playoffs
so
this year.
I can miss the playoffs without Antonio Brown.
No, but you didn't. Le'Veon and Antonio Brown.
Look, James Conner was playing.
No, he wasn't. He's not the same player. Stop it. No,
Le'Veon
he wasn't.
Le'Veon Bell was, He's, in fact, better.
He wasn't better than him.
He
Would you stop?
He played.
He doesn't
played.
Catch the ball out of the backfield the way that Le'Veon Bell. He's not just a runner. Stop saying it. He's not close to Le'Veon Bell. Stop.
Le'Veon Bell.
He's not close.
Can I finish? You
yeah,
scared to
you,
let me talk? You're
you
afraid
can talk.
Of the facts?
No, I'm not afraid of the
Le'Veon
facts.
Le'Veon Bell averaged 4 yards
He's
a carry.
He's more than just a runner. Stop saying that.
He's partially a runner, though. Can I finish?
Finish.
James Conner in 13 games rushed for more touchdowns than Le'Veon ever has. All right? And yeah, Le'Veon's a great receiver out of the backfield. But Connor wasn't bad. He wasn't chopped liver as a receiver.
Did it get you to the playoffs?
He caught 55
passes. Did Connor get you to the playoffs?
He averaged more yards per reception than Le'Veon did.
If Le'Veon was on that team all year, the Steelers would have made the playoffs.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No,
I do. I do.
No, you don't.
James Conner didn't even transfer.
Let me get to the crux of the matter. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be fine.
What does that mean? Are you predicting that they're going to make the playoffs?
Yes.
You want to bet Jordans on that?
Man, look, you don't hold to your Jordan bets, so stop throwing that out there.
All right, how about Wings? Come on, I'll bet you right now they don't make the playoffs.
We can bet Wings, fine. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be fine. All right, they do this. They do this. When Plaxico Burress left, Hines Ward emerges. When Hines Ward retired, Santonio Holmes emerges.
They have never lost two players of this caliber twice at the same time.
Mike Wallace emerges. And when Wallace left, Antonio Brown emerges. And we've already seen Juju Smith-Schuster emerge. They will be fine, trust me. And last year they were fine without Le'Veon Bell. James Conner was playing great football, would have been a Pro Bowler had he not gotten hurt. All the statistics show it. You might not like his style as much as Le'Veon. He doesn't dance at the line of scrimmage like Le'Veon. But he had more 20-yard-plus carries. He had way more touchdowns. He was averaging more yards per carry without all the drama. They're going to get back to Pittsburgh Steelers character. They're not going to have all this circus going on. Nobody's going to be Facebook Live. And
it's about talent. You're worried about all that stuff.
Is it about talent?
Yes.
What does New England do it with?
It's about talent. It's about talent.
Is New England winning with talent?
It's about talent. Yes, they win with talent. Absolutely, they're winning with talent.
Everybody in the NFL has some degree of talent. New England, you said yourself, the Chargers were better on paper than New England.
Yeah, but
the Chiefs were better on paper than New England.
But you could also,
the Rams were better on paper than New England.
You could also choke. You could also choke in a big game.
They
so that doesn't
choke,
mean you didn't have talent.
Beat. Stop. Every time your team loses, it's not a choke.
It's not my team.
Got smacked
I don't have any
head.
Teams, but teams choke as well, and you know
they
that.
They got smacked
they
upside
got, they
the head.
They choked in a big game. It happened.
New England didn't. I mean, Kansas City didn't
Kansas
choke.
Kansas City choked. They got. They
oh,
were,
stop it.
They
stop
didn't
it.
They didn't have any points in the first. They got shut out at home
stop it, Rob
in
Parker.
The first half.
The thing
they
you'll
choke.
Say to keep up your crazy narratives. That's what it is.
What do you mean
they
crazy?
They got beat. Every time a team you pick loses, you say they choke. No, sometimes you get smacked. You just get beat by a better team. And that's what happened to all three of your picks.
And when the Pittsburgh Steelers don't make the playoffs, I don't want to hear you talk about, well, what do you expect? They had Le'Veon and Antonio
you won't
Brown.
You hear that from me.
Okay, because watch
and see. If
they
don't make the playoffs, I'll accept it. I'll be like, yo, they didn't make it.
You'll say you're wrong for the
I
first time.
Like,
how about
oh,
that?
They choked.
Will you say you're wrong?
I won't be like they choked.
Just like
no,
you told
me. They didn't. They weren't good enough.
Just
fine.
Like you told me, Manny Machado wouldn't
Jaguars,
get 300 wouldn't get $300 million.
Good enough.
How many times did I tell you he was going to get $300 million? You told me it wasn't going to happen. I'm going to
yeah,
kill you.
That ought to be good for
was
three
I
more
right?
wins.
Was
down
I
in
right
San
or
Diego.
Wrong? Was I right
about
or wrong?
About time. About time. Let's hear it for Rob Parker. He
yeah,
was right.
I was right. I've been
you
saying this for
it.
Years.
Thank God. I feel good for you. I'm happy for you. That was our first thought. Yes, yay for Rob. He was right. Just admit it. Your Jaguars weren't good enough. Your Chargers weren't good enough. Your Chiefs weren't good enough. And your Rams weren't good enough. They didn't choke.